Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you are listening to the Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show, and I'm your host, Curtis Harwell, and I am broadcasting live from Austin, Texas. This is my first Saturday show ever, believe it or not. So I wanted to have some time today, had a last-minute show idea that I received from someone, and it was very important to me. I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a show on this today. I have a few minutes left today, so we're going to talk about that. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can participate in the show by dialing in at Twitter, and you can get me at GetFitByCurtis on Twitter. You can get me at Curtis Harwell or Curtis Harwell Fit or Curtis Harwell radio show on Facebook. You can also call into the show today at 347-850-8748. Our sponsor today is Titan Fitness Wear. Great hoodies, t-shirts, tank tops, some of the best logos you're ever going to find. I think they have at least 80 or more logos in the store. Great pricing. I believe t-shirts as low as $17.99 with fantastic logos that will last you for a long time, wash after wash after wash. So head on over there. You can get all of this great gear at titanfitnesswear.spreadshirt.com. Head over there and participate, buy some clothing, help, they keep us going. So head on over there. Today's show, we are going to talk about something that is near and dear to my soul. And if you have listened to the show before, I'm a competitive bodybuilder, have been most of my life, and so I really don't mince any words as far as it comes to bodybuilding, fitness, training. I'm very forward and upfront of the things that I have done to help my body. And sometimes the things that I've done to help my body has actually hurt it. So I'm one of the people, far and few between in the industry, that will, basically tell you how it is. And today is going to be one of those days. There's going to be some people that like what the subject matter is going to be on today. And there's probably going to be a hell of a lot of them out there that's not going to like the subject matter, because it's basically letting out some of the secrets. And I don't necessarily think this is a good secret. And I've used and done it before myself. And I'm paying for the price right now. And how I want to relate this show is, today I had a friend of mine texted me on my phone and said he met this just beautiful young little gal, never done a show before, but she was getting ready in 6 weeks to compete in the Phil Heath show in Houston. And he wanted to know if I would take a look at her, maybe help sponsor her. She's already has a couple of coaches, not going to mention who they are. And but wanted me to take a look. I sent her a couple text messages. She was training this morning, and so I texted her, told her I would be done training my folks by noon, and give me a call afternoon and we'll talk about things. So she called me and we talked, and a great conversation, lovely girl. And I think she has a heck of a lot of potential. And then so you know, pursuing the conversation, pursuing information, coming to find out the things that she's doing. This is her. She hasn't even done a show yet. And so we've got somebody who's not done any shows, who's preparing for her first show, which sometimes for a lot of people, it's their last show. They do one show and it's their last show because they don't want to do the things that people have told them that they have to do to be able to be competitive and to win. And so a lot of times after their first show, they're done because they can't do it anymore. And so I spoke to her, and I was just kind of baffled and taken aback. And especially when somebody's taking something, number one, that is a prescription drug, and second, not knowing what that particular drug does to her body, how it affects her body whatsoever. And I felt like that the people that were working with her did her no justice and do her no justice, but not being upfront with her with what she's putting in her body. And she's an adult, so she's over 21. So she had no idea of what this stuff did. So I thought it was just very important for me to do this, and this particular subject has bothered me for a long time. But today I'm going to discuss clenbuterol and the dirty little secret that it is in our industry, in bodybuilding, fitness, training, whatever, just in the fitness and health industry. It's just one of those dirty little secrets is clenbuterol, okay? And it just disturbs me, you know, about this. Now, I want you to know, clenbuterol is a prescription drug. Now, you can go to Mexico, you can get it. You don't need a prescription if you go to Mexico to get it. But it's illegal to bring it into the country without a prescription. So if you purchase it without a prescription, it is illegal. Okay, so I want you to know that right up front. Okay. That about clenbuterol. So you can't go to the grocery store, you can't go to Walmart, you can't go to the pharmacy on the corner and buy clenbuterol. It is a prescription medication. And I can tell you, unless you have asthma or some kind of respiratory disease, a doctor's not going to give you a prescription for it. So chances are, if you're using clenbuterol and you don't have a respiratory disease or something or asthma, you got it illegally. So I'm going to put that right out front, okay? Now, clenbuterol was approved for use in treating respiratory disease in horses, okay? That's what it was used for. It's very similar to the bronchial dilator albuterol and is the only beta-2 antagonist that has been licensed for use in treating respiratory diseases in horses is clenbuterol. It is given as a syrup. Now, horses like humans have a full gamut of lung disease and conditions that are very similar to asthma, which is an hyperactive airway disease and chronic obstruction pulmonary disease, okay? And in a chronic pulmonary disease, you'll hear it and see it on television when they'll say COPD, okay? Unfortunately, the drug has found its way into human sports medicine, and it has for several years now. This is for a long time. There was even a recent issue of a tabloid touting clenbuterol as the new skinny pill. Can you believe it? If someone owns horses, it's just fairly easy to get a script for clenbuterol from his or her vet. I own horses. I do not have clenbuterol for my horses. Okay, my horses are not racing, so I do not have that. Okay. Now, clenbuterol was found to have what's called a repartitioning effect. With the calories you take in, this drug will make it so that those calories go toward muscle rather than fat. Also keep in mind, this is a bronchial dilator that is used for the lungs. This is just a side effect. It also boost the metabolic rate. So you'll burn fat and lay down more muscle. That's what a repartitioning agent does, okay? I hope you figure that out. So when you're taking this clenbuterol, what it does, it boosts your metabolic rate, which means your adrenal system. So you can burn a bit more fat and hold on more muscle. And that's what a repartitioning agent does. Now, when you look at it, burning off fat, adding muscle, sounds like a good thing. There's no risk here, is it? Okay, now, the risk here is that clenbuterol is also taken up by other tissues in the body, okay? And there are detrimental effects that have been well documented in a number of animal species, including, bingo, heart failure. I do not know how many of my friends and people that I know in the industry that have or had heart failure. And I can tell you, 100% of the ones that had heart failure when they were using the clenbuterol are dead. Okay? Now, I may not dissuade you from stopping using this stuff, but I'm going to tell you how it is. There are lots of papers that have shown you can get, you know, a myocyte cell death in the muscles. In the heart, cell death is not a good thing. So by using clenbuterol, you can create muscle death in the heart. It's not a good thing. Plus, there are an assortment of other toxicities that can occur, okay? There's also all kinds of recent articles of people in China and all around the world getting clenbuterol-tainted meat and getting sick and dying, okay? So, not a good thing, okay? Now, acutely, clenbuterol is a stimulant. You can have a tremendous increase in heart rate, sweating. You can get the shakes, general neurologic, and acute cardiovascular. There is not one person, any of you out there that's listening to the show, or any of you out there that are competitive people that can tell me that you have not ever used clenbuterol and not have any side effects. And if you do so, you're a liar. There can also be a dangerous increase in blood pressure. So there are just a tremendous amount of dangerous acute effects and chronic effects when the drug is taken up by the cells, leading to cellular changes that cause cell death. Now, if you're taking it and none of this affects you and you want to continue to take it because you think it's going to shed 1 or 2% more body fat, well, you know what? Go ahead and do it. I've done it. I've used it. I'm paying for it today, health-wise, as far as it goes with my thyroid, okay? This stuff will kill you, okay? So if you go back a couple of decades when clenbuterol was being looked at as a way to put on more muscle mass and less fat in livestock, there were problems, especially when it first started out in Europe. You know, clenbuterol basically was banned in Europe because people got sick after eating animals fed clenbuterol, because animals were fed clenbuterol just like steroids. And the producers that were using clenbuterol didn't realize that it stayed in the meat for a long time. It could be passed on to people who ate it. And for you, if you take clenbuterol, the clenbuterol is going to stay in your system. It's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be right in your system, okay? So everybody wants to take clenbuterol because it's a fat burner, and they think it's the best fat burner out there. It's cheap. It doesn't cost anything. You can go down to Mexico and buy a bottle of 5-microgram tablets, 100 tablets per bottle down in Mexico for $10. I bought it for as little as $5, okay? But let's talk about, you know, clenbuterol side effects as a fat burner. The list of potential side effects caused by clenbuterol is so doggone long and perilous. The reason behind the limited knowledge of clenbuterol's weight loss properties in humans, okay? Because it's the dirty little secret. Nobody wants to talk about it. Any of you out there who are considering or who is considering using clenbuterol for fat loss must consider this list that I'm going to give you very carefully and decide whether the benefits of weight loss outweighs the risk associated with taking clenbuterol, okay? And keep in mind, you're not taking clenbuterol because you're on a great diet and the fat's coming off. You're taking clenbuterol in your head because you think it's the easy way out and you don't have to change your diet as much as you think that you need to change it so you can be show ready or get that fat off your butt, okay? Now, I'm going to list just a few of clenbuterol short-term, because there's long-term too, short-term side effects. Okay, the short-term side effects of clenbuterol in humans have largely been determined through just accidental overdoses from athletes from taking clenbuterol or taking clenbuterol-tainted meat. Now, and again, if you feed animals clenbuterol, it stays in the muscle. You eat the food, you eat the clenbuterol, okay? It's just the way that it is. Now, short-term side effects include some of these followings here. Number one, muscle cramps. Number two, a biggie, hypertension, increased blood pressure, okay? Increased heart rate. Your heart rate can be at 60. You take clenbuterol within 10, 15 minutes, your heart rate can go, and mine has gone from 60 beats a minute to 110 in 15 minutes. You think that's a good thing? Palpitations, heart palpitations, insomnia, dry mouth, vomiting. You can have tremors where your hands just literally shake. You can have anxiety, panic attacks, nervousness, restlessness, migraine headaches. You can have breathing difficulties because you've got to remember, this stuff is used in a similar version of it as a bronchial dilator. So what happens is you're taking something to affect something that is not wrong, okay? And then just sweating buckets of sweat is also part of it, okay? Most of the side effects that I just gave you can and will diminish when the clenbuterol has been expelled from the body. However, you're going to have long-term effects of clenbuterol as well, and I hope you understand that. It's just not short-term stuff. Okay, there are none, human drug safety tests and information about clenbuterol. There really isn't, okay, except in the countries where clenbuterol is fed to animals and the people eat the animals, okay? Here's some long-term side effects, okay? Now, lots of animal studies, because remember, there's not a whole lot of studies on human beings because this is the dirty little secret that doesn't want to get out. Animal studies suggest that clenbuterol increases the size of the heart muscle cells due to increasing the amount of an inelastic substance known as collagen. Now, this inelastic material reduces the heart's effectiveness at pumping blood, thus reducing its output. That sound like a good thing? with all of the heart disease we have going on in this country, you think it's worth taking a little bit of clenbuterol to get that fat off your butt? This happened to you? You're not going to live forever. Collagen also interferes with the electric signal sent through the heart muscle to cells, keeping it pumping regularly, and may produce irregular heartbeat. This, in turn, increases the risk of, guess what? Strokes. Now, there's been a lot of studies that have found that clenbuterol induces heart cell degeneration. Okay? And it also shows that clenbuterol adversely affects the heart's structural dimensions and may cause aortic enlargement after exercise, which increases the risk of aortic rupture and sudden death. None of this sounds good, does it? Now, furthermore, the use of clenbuterol may exacerbate any pre-existing heart condition or blood pressure problem. Now, it is also thought that left-sided cardiac atrophy, which means the wasting away of the left side of the heart, can occur very quickly. And this can happen as little as 4 weeks when taken in high doses. And I've known people that will take 50, 75, 100 micrograms of clenbuterol, which is just craziness, because if you ever take it for any reason, it's never recommended to take over around 5 micrograms. But you know how we always do it. If a little bit is good, a lot's got to be better, right? Now, clenbuterol is also known to negatively affect mechanical properties and the microarchitecture of bone. What this does, it increases bone fragility. Now, greater muscle mass in combination with greater fragility in bone increases the risk of bone fractures, which I'm well aware of happening, because it's happened to me. Now, the degree of damage that clenbuterol may cause on developing bodies is unknown. We just don't know. So if you're young, you're still adolescents, we just don't know. Now, you can have clenbuterol overdose, and it's not a pretty situation. Now, the symptoms may begin within minutes of ingestion of clenbuterol and can last for hours, days, leading to prolonged toxicity due to the long half-life. It takes a long time for clenbuterol to break down and clear from the body. It takes a long time. So we're talking about, you know what, you can have, depending on the amount that you take, you can have tachycardia, which means racing heart. Your heart rate can go up to at least sometimes 200 beats per minute. And I can tell you right now, if you're, you know, in your 40s and you do this, you're dead. Okay? You can have hypokalemia. You can have taurine, which is an amino acid depletion. You can have migraines, tremors, breathing difficulties, vertigo, stroke, high blood pressure, heart attack, and ultimately. So, you know, if you think clenbuterol is the thing that you want to do because you can't clean up your diet and you can't make the effort and have the desire in your heart to be on the diet plan and do the things that you need to do to get off, to get that fat off your body, you might be doing the wrong sport if you're doing it for competition. For regular people out there, there is no reason in the world for you ever to be on clenbuterol. Also, you can have clenbuterol weight gain, despite the fact that the list of potential side effects that are induced by clenbuterol is just long and long and long, and it's perhaps life-threatening. There is one side effect that is probably of most interest to those wanting to lose fat. In the long term, clenbuterol is known to suddenly lose its efficacy and cause rapid weight gain. Efficacy meaning when you use it, what you get from it, the returns that you get from it can go away, possibly due to the effects it has had on the user's metabolism, the adrenal system. You kill the adrenal system. It is thought that this can happen as quickly as after 3 to 4 weeks of use, especially with high use, okay? So, you know, again, how many times out there have you seen people, especially competitors, that compete and they have a fabulous year? They win everything. They get their pro card. They're doing pro shows. They're doing great as an amateur. And guess what? The next 3 or 4 years, they're done, or they're done completely after that year. They never come back because what this stuff does to your body. That's why it's the dirty little secret. Nobody wants to get it out there what this stuff can do to you long term, especially in combination with thyroxin or Synthroid, which is the hormone that is released by your thyroid. And in combination, both of these things just do, I'm just telling you, detrimental effects and things to your body that you never recover from. And I'm a perfect example of that. Again, I'm very forward of the things that I have done and sorry that I have done them at this point because I do everything clean. I do it the way that I need to do it. I take the time and the weeks to get ready for a show. But I have abused and used clenbuterol. I have abused and used thyroxin. And at this point in my life, I do not have a functioning thyroid. So I have to take 175 micrograms of thyroxin every day to substitute my thyroid hormone to have a functional and great life. And I do. Everything is fine. But you know what? If I don't take the medication, it's not fine. That was self-induced, okay? Now, let's talk about clenbuterol dosage, if there's such a thing. Since the use of clenbuterol as a weight loss or fat loss or athletic performance enhancing agent, or a PDA, agent is illicit, dosing recommendation and regimens for such purposes are not obtained from clinical trials or health professionals. But basically, the dosage comes from anecdotal experiences of illicit users themselves. So there's really no place out there that, you know. But, you know, technically speaking, you know, the word is that the dosage should start at 5 micrograms. That's what usually the tablets start out with. And then you can, as your body gets adjusted to it, use as much as your body can tolerate. And again, I've known people to take up to 100 micrograms. But most people, I think, dosages are somewhere between 5 and 25 micrograms per day. And this will absolutely kill you. And especially, you know, and speaking to the individual and the young lady that I spoke to today, she has two coaches who got her on the clenbuterol. She didn't know anything about it. Her coaches got her on it. These people did not even give her the common courtesy to tell her the good, the bad, the ugly of this item. And I even explained to her, it's a prescription drug. You can't go to the store and just pick it off of the counter. It's a prescription drug. It's illegal to use it without a prescription. And I explained to her all of the things that I've talked to about on the show today. So, you know, the next time, or if you're currently using it, but if you think that you need to use this stuff and you need to use this stuff to get the fat off of your body, think again, because it will kill you. And I know people that it has killed, and it's nearly killed me. And I have to battle every day of my life, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, of the side effects that it has done to me. So please listen to me. Don't use the stuff. And if you're currently using it, stop it and just get on a better diet plan. That's what you need to do. You need to have a better diet plan and a better way to get the fat level down. If you can't, you need to stop doing competition if you have to. So, everybody, I hope today's show, you know, helped you, and I gave you great information because it's near and dear to me. Have a fantastic weekend. Love, peace out.